Red states ask federal court to end Biden's parole migration pipeline. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on February 16, 2023. A coalition of 20 Republican states, led by Texas and America First Legal, filed a motion for preliminary injunction in federal court on Tuesday that asks the court to block President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, from expanding the catch and release of border crossers into the U.S. The GOP state's motion comes 1 month after the states filed a lawsuit in federal court that asked the court to declare Biden's recent expansion of the parole program unlawful. Biden's recent expansion of the parole program would allow up to 30,000 qualifying nationals per month from Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Haiti to stay in the country and work while they await their immigration hearings. However, as the states argue, Congress authorized the parole of illegal aliens into the country only on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit. Accordingly, parole cannot be used as an alternative admissions program, nor can it be granted en masse. Doing so violates the requirement that it be granted only on a case-by-case basis, the states argued. In Tuesday's filing, the states argued the court should block the government from operating the expanded parole program while litigation is pending due to the irreparable harm the states would suffer if the program were allowed to continue. Specifically, Texas cites significant burdens on the states through issuing driver's licenses for these migrants, increased education costs, health care costs, and other correctional and social costs. Texas incurs direct and indirect costs of roughly $200 for each non-citizen who seeks a limited-time license, according to the filing. The state also estimates more than $175 million in costs related to educating these migrants during fiscal year 2022. The most recent estimate of uncompensated health care costs associated with the migrants is more than $716 million. Texas spends tens of millions of dollars each year for increased law enforcement as its citizens suffer increased crime, unemployment, environmental harm, and social disorder due to illegal immigration, the filing added. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton criticized Biden for rolling out the red carpet for hundreds of thousands of aliens and using taxpayer dollars to bring them into the country, in a statement on Tuesday. Paxton said, "Instead of rolling out the red carpet for hundreds of thousands of aliens and using taxpayer dollars to bring them into the country, Joe Biden should be focused on securing our border. This illegal parole program is yet another example of Biden and Mayorkas's desperation to ignore our nation's laws to advance an open borders agenda. Though nothing about the lawlessness of the Biden administration has indicated that it even remotely cares about protecting our sovereignty and bolstering our border security, I will continue to sue to hold them to their duty to obey the law and protect American citizens." Along with Texas, state attorneys general from Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming joined the lawsuit. The case is Texas v. U.S. Department of Homeland Security, No. 6:23CV7 in the United States District Court for the Southern District of Texas. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.